No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. It's a simple, profound, life-changing statement. So easy for us to fall into the habit, the lie, that I have to do something, that it all depends on me. It's my effort, my decision, my. Yes, we must respond. We have to cooperate with God's grace. But His grace always moves first. Everything we do is in response to God's grace. And so we pray for that grace to be receptive, to respond well, to be open to the movement of the Spirit in our life, so we don't get set into our idea of how things should be, but we're truly open to the movement of the Spirit. What we see in the first reading, that this recently ordained deacon, Philip, receives a message and simply goes. He goes to be with this eunuch and helps this eunuch come to faith in Jesus Christ. We each should have this same docility of spirit, the humility, the teachability, that whatever the Lord asks of us, when the Lord asks it, we go. One of the dangers of our culture is that we get attached to this world, and that we build our little kingdoms, however small they may be, so we get locked in. And we're not as open to moving with the Spirit because we have already laid out our plans. And it's those plans that we're asking God to bless. No one comes to the Father unless they go through Jesus. This eunuch, this man, was desirous, was hungry, was yearning for something. And Philip was able to give him the only thing that he could ever really need, is knowledge of Jesus Christ. And through that knowledge, he was able to receive baptism and to be set free from his sins. He was headed for eternal damnation without Jesus Christ, and Philip saved him. That we too will be sent forth from this place, and you will undoubtedly encounter people who are dead in their sin and desperate for the name of Jesus Christ. Are you open to the Spirit and courageous and willing to share the name of Jesus with everyone and anyone who is asking? This is the life, the radical life that we are called to as disciples of Jesus Christ. And it requires a radical detachment from this world. We've been given new life, the free gift of life, the free gift of grace, the free gift of love. And we must respond by sharing that with others. So we can ask, as we receive the bread of life today, for a renewed outpouring of the Holy Spirit, for a greater docility, teachability, so that we can move when we're moved and be open to those promptings. There are people in your family, there are people in your circle who are desperate for the name of Jesus Christ. May the intercession of St. Philip the deacon give you the courage, the strength, the desire to share that name, to spread that name with everyone you meet today.